Does Slade reawaken Oliver's killer instinct? Will Waller ever stop being an angry bitch? Are Lancey Pants and Laurel ever going to admit their relationship has a problem? And will the Queen and the Bold soap opera continue for the rest of the season? All that and more on this week's episode of Rogue Arrow.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. Now others have joined my crusade. To them, I'm Oliver Queen. To the rest of Starling City, I'm someone else. I am something else.
Hello, and welcome to Season 3, Episode 14 of the Rogue Arrow Podcast. The best Arrow podcast with three co-hosts and two time zones on one continent.
Aww.
Aww.
Yeah, Chris is sleeping again, because, you know, we're awful at timing things, apparently.
Just lately. Only lately.
Yeah, so hopefully we will get that remedied shortly. But as always, I am Daniel James.
I'm Rudy Schuback.
And I'm Laurel Mers.
Yeah. This week.
You have such a newscaster voice, Laurel.
I know, I do it on purpose. Hello, everybody.
I'm Laurel Mers.
I'm Laurel Mers.
Now you sound like a teacher.
Everybody.
And okay. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Nice.
Why did you say that with your poop mouth? Sorry, go ahead.
I totally just blanked on where we were.
Season
3, episode 14 is The Return. It's titled The Return.
The Return.
Because it refers to the return to Starling City, and the return to the island, and the return of Slade Wilson.
Works on so many levels.
Yep, that's true.
And the return to Alcoholics Anonymous for the...
Apparently. At least it was a return to Alcoholics Anonymous and not a return to alcoholism.
Yeah, that would have been. Yeah, a whole bunch of.
We would have had to talk
so.
About Jesse Spano some more, and then we could have brought up the fact that Stephen Amell posted a link of the Jesse Spano episode that Laurel always talks about in the thing. That was kind of cool. Okay, anyway. Sorry.
If only it was also the return of Chris O'Neill.
Oh,
but alas.
Why would you do that to me? I feel feelings and sadness and grief. Anyway.
Both.
Sorry.
This episode was written by Mark Guggenheim and Eric Olesen and directed by Dermot Downes. I've got a summary this week. It's not as superb as some that we've had in the past, but here we go. So we will start with the B story is kind of the island this week. I don't know, it's kind of all just a hodgepodge. We will start with the island.
Yeah.
Oliver and Thea beat each other with sticks until Slade shows up to stop their fun. Turns out Merlin let him loose so Ollie can regain his killer instinct. Too bad he also rigged the satellite phone to only make one phone call. Slade plots to plant a pair of anonymous people in Starling so the queens are thought dead. And they eventually overwhelm him anyway.
But here's my question. Does Slade's plan still go? Okay, we'll talk about it later. Sorry, keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Derp.
Short answer. Maceo and Oliver break into Queen Consolidated to hunt down China White's auction, I guess. They need an invite or something. Oliver stumbles upon videos for Oliver and Thea from his dad, and Felicity almost stumbles upon him. Even though he's there way after dark and she's an intern, so why is she there that late in the boss's office?
Potholes.
And then also in the past, Diggle and his brother Andy are running security for Merlin's one and older birthday party. Birthday party? Just party. I don't think they ever specified birthday.
It was a birthday party. Okay. They did.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember. That Thea crashes in order to score some fun drug time. Oh, the return to Thea being a druggie, too, also.
Oh, yeah.
So, naturally, Oliver shows up to eye Laurel and Merlin's budding romance. Tommy Merlin, that is. And, of course, Oliver kills the dealer. And in
yeah, it was now, his first, Oliver, his first like personal kill.
Yeah, yeah. It's not business, it's personal. Way personal. Yeah. So, does Slade reawaken Oliver's killer instinct? Will Waller ever stop being an angry bitch? Are Lancey Pants and Laurel ever going to admit their relationship has a problem? And will the Queen and the Bold soap opera continue for the rest of the season? All that and more on this week's episode of Rogue Arrow.
Duh!
The answer to all those questions, by the way, was no, 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 and no.
Yeah, that's fair. Glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah, cool. Crushed it. All right, see you guys next week for another episode.
Oliver, you have to go.
I'm not done.
You have to go. Someone's coming.
Too bad you're, you know, dead. Which is honestly a lot worse for you than it is for me. I really need to learn to stop talking to myself.
Yeah, all over the place this week.
It sort of was. We had emotions flying everywhere on all timelines.
Yeah, and most of it felt more forced than we typically see.
There were some emotional journeys that were potentially questionable, like when Laurel's dad was like, now that I know that Sarah's dead and yada, now I'm angry again, and I'm angry at you specifically because blah blah blah. It's like that emotional context didn't really follow for me. The only thing that I can really think of that he's really mad about, but he didn't actually say, was Sarah got herself killed doing this, and now you're gonna do that also.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he seemed pretty okay that she was being the canary, and that's really the one thing.
He was mad that she was the canary because he and her were the normal ones, whereas Sarah and his wife were the
okay.
The jet setters. Like, that's what it felt like his anger was about. It's like, you and me, we were just people, not like them. They're crazy, but now you're crazy, which means I'm the only normal one, unless I'm crazy. But he's being crazy. So anyway,
yeah, that's actually a fairly accurate summary of that conversation,
of that whole conversation. And then Laurel's all like, you're acting crazy. Go to a meeting. And he's like, all right.
Oh, no. He's like, all right, I'll go to a meeting if you go to a meeting. But we're going to a meeting in different places. So suck it.
Yeah, because she was trying to offer that olive branch of, you know, let's go to a meeting together and we can work this out. And he's like, yeah, I'll go to a meeting, but not with you.
Then he gave her some booze, and then she did the good thing, which I was hoping she would do, which was dump it all out.
Yeah, she gave it to Sarah.
Pour one out
for her homies. Ah, that's funny. She poured one out for the grumpy cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. When she started doing it, I was singing, rolling with the homies.
I was thinking Classic. That's just such a waste of. I think it was Jack.
No, it was it was a bigger rounder, but it looked like Bullet to me.
Okay, I don't know. It just was such a waste.
It like bottom shelf bourbon to me. Like it was like that thick syrupy like crap on the lowest shelf. If you ask.
Well, it might have been maple syrup. What if it was actually just maple syrup?
Well, they are filming in Canada, so.
Gonna get himself a raging case of the diabetes.
Of the diabetes, I swear to God, I will diabetes the shit out of myself so hard.
Awesome. Goody.
Creating AA for EA, Eating Anonymous. Get it?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So yeah. Arrow.
Apparently, Rogue Arrow podcast is also all over the place this week.
Yeah.
Okay, we're following the episode.
Yeah. All right. So, but I wanted to ask about, did anybody else feel, okay, are we in the, like, flashback arena right now? Can we talk about flashback?
Yeah, sure, we were, why not?
Yeah, sure, why not?
yeah, we were just talking about part of a flashback. So, when Tommy's, conversation with Thea at the gravesite, I felt like I do not remember him being such like a overacting fool pants. Like it was so bad. And also, when did he get a gut?
Since he stopped being on Arrow.
Yeah.
Oh, like gonna eat my feelings.
Well, and also he came on and was like, I only have one day with which to act again, so I'm gonna swing for the fences.
Yeah, it did not work for me. It was so no. bad. Plus it was really bad. It was like CW bad.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. As one of my theater professors would say, he had all the subtlety of a sledgehammer.
Yes, I was so disappointed
in like all of his scenes. Well, except for the last one with Laurel. I think the last one with Laurel was okay.
That one was fine. It's like he warmed right back up.
Yeah. That was his first shot of the day.
Yeah.
Or his last one. Perhaps his last one.
I don't know. The whole thing was just off. For me. I don't know. Just an off week, I guess.
Yeah,
the flashback. I mean, the whole Thea story, it was, oh, she's, you know, into drugs, but we already knew that because, you know, that was season one. And, yeah. And she goes to a party, and, like, Tommy and Laurel are totally just okay with her wandering around. And, oh, don't worry. I promise I won't get an alcoholic drink. Wink, wink.
By that, I mean, I don't like to drink, I like to do the crack.
Yeah.
I don't like downers. I like the uppers.
Hey yo. Yeah, it felt super weird that neither of them would do anything about that.
Yeah. Well, they both tried to do something about that.
By but saying it was like don't it was come like the... to the party, and then she shows up and not like get the hell out of the party, or like, hey, security Diggle, like get this chick out of the party.
It was like the dry hump of don't do drugs. Hey, seriously, quit it. Guys, I mean, seriously?
Yeah, stop it. This is awful. This is the Cut worst idea ever.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Oh, come
you
on.
You sound like Tina Belcher.
I haven't watched that show yet.
Shut
I want to now.
Up.
I want to, though. I'm getting there. I'm almost there. I started watching Archer season 4 again, and they start the season with the guy who plays Archer has got the same voice as the guy who plays Bob's Burger. So they start the season with him in, like, in Archer-style animation, but all the characters from Bob's Burgers. Hilarious. Anyway. Moving on.
Go ahead.
I watch that show.
Yeah, and then Lance in the flashbacks was also pretty pretty heavy duty, I guess. He was so drunk and made it obvious that he was so drunk. And he definitely should not have been at that party, like, doing work because he was so drunk.
How he kept his job as a cop during that time, I have no idea.
Yeah. I guess that's the bottom line that I'm trying to get to there.
Well, yeah, because he had an interesting journey, because he went from being a drunk cop to being a sober detective to being a potentially crazy cop to being a captain. All in the course of about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. Is that realistic? I don't know.
I don't know.
People wonder what's wrong with our judicial system.
No one can say the word judicial. That's what's
wrong. Judicial.
Judicial system. I'm not drunk. It's
Dana Carvey.
God, I love that man.
Good stuff. So good.
Arrow.
Rogue Arrow podcast, the Dana Carvey appreciation podcast. Yeah, and the Diggle was working for Tommy then, and
Diggle was working for his brother, and his brother was hired by Tommy.
Hired security for the party, or like Merlin's?
Probably for the party.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense, and it's more believable. I think this is the first time we've seen Andy, though.
Yeah, because he's supposed to be dead right now, right?
Yeah, because Deadshot killed him.
Yeah. In, like, episode 4 or something. What's crazy.
Kind of cute moment where his brother was like, you should never have, he says, that's what, you sound like Lila. And then the brother is like, yeah, you should never have divorced her. And he's like, yeah. Yeah. That was cute.
There are a lot of those like little like sort of jabs at the future kind of thing. Like
you're Lynn... not my brother, Thea says to Tommy.
That was a good one. But my favorite one was when he was like, anyone at that party could have recognized you. And he's like, I have my hood down. He's like, you wouldn't even, that wouldn't be a good disguise, even if you had grease paint on your face.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And even like in the past, Felicity was still so cute.
And super awkward again.
Myself.
You're cute. Too bad you're also dead.
Yeah. Yeah, that was super weird. Like, why was she there? I don't know.
Oh, plot. So that
because like, plot, obviously, but
still is.
Yeah, plot intervenes is what my friend Miles used to say.
Yeah. I don't know.
Slade Wilson was not as crazy as he was near the end of his crazy run back in the thing.
I guess, you know, not being near anyone besides like one guard and the two other people I think that they said were there.
He was still a little bit crazy, but he had definitely toned himself down. Especially in that last little conversation with him where they were like, so your sister, touched by darkness, how's the girl with glasses? How many people can Oliver Queen lose before he stops being Oliver Queen? I was like, that's a really deep line.
Indeed.
But, okay, yes, sorry. Please continue.
No, I don't have a ton on this episode. It was
it was okay. It was only okay, I think.
Yeah.
Well, big news to me was that Ollie told Thea that she killed Sarah.
Yeah.
That was sort of thing that came out of this episode, in my opinion.
Yeah. And
like really, sort of, I felt kind of took it well, but also like the story is. I mean, I feel like what we learn about Thea and her constitution this episode is pretty significant, right? So not only is she kind of a badass now with, like, sticks and stuff, and that line about I think Ollie says something like, so did he teach you to cheat? And she says, there's no such thing as cheating. There is surviving or there's dying. And he was like, oh yeah, that's kind of true. that was really good. And then that he, like, that he was willing to, like, dislocate her shoulder so that they could...
She was willing to let him.
Get out, and she was willing to let him, and, like, that they, she still has, like, this sense of maybe being a little bit childish, and that, like, she was like, oh, this tastes great. What is it? And he was like, if I told you, you wouldn't eat it. Like, all that, there was some really cool interpersonal relation stuff between the two of them that I did...
Yeah, I think those are probably the best scenes of the episode. And the scene where she calls Merlin out at the very end and goes, look, I'll work with you. I'll be your partner. I'll even be your soldier, but I will never be your daughter. And yeah. It's that relationship has been on such a roller coaster in the last like month.
Yeah.
Like ups and downs and ups and downs and ups and downs. And up. He's the only one who gets me. He's the only one who wants to protect me. He's an asshole. I don't want to work with him ever again. I'll work with him.
Because my brother says so, but I hate my brother. But now I love my brother.
Yeah.
Because he really isn't hiding anything from me.
Oh, and then the other thing that kind of threw me for a loop was when Oliver's like, yeah, you killed Sarah, but don't tell Laurel because she doesn't know, and her knowing would put strain on your relationship, and this is why I don't tell you some things, by the way. But we don't want you and Sarah, or you and Laurel's relationship to crumble because of what you did to Sarah, unbeknownst to you. But it was like, really?
Too complicated, so just shut up about it.
Exactly. It's going to make things weird, so let's just not talk about it. Which is how I live my life. That is my whole life.
Basically. Yeah, I don't know. I did like some of the Thea moments. Definitely the last one with Merlin was good. The roller coaster has been too much too quick.
You get a whiplash.
Yeah, I want to see that movie. But yeah, it's just whiplash is the best description for it, I think. It's too much too fast, and it doesn't feel like a continuous character. It feels just hodgepodge. We need to hit these story beats, so we're gonna have Thea do that, as opposed to, oh, Thea is following this natural progression.
You have a choice to make. What choice? Whether or not you want to keep your hand.
You earned it.
The adult!
I killed Mom!
And he will continue to pay for his crimes, but not like this. You're not a killer!
You tell that to Sarah.
What happened to Sarah is not on you. What happens to him is... All this is what Malcolm wanted. He freed Slade to prove that we're killers because he wants you to be just like him. You gotta prove to him that you're not.
Did you find the comic book connection for this week?
The dude?
General Michael Shreve.
Matthew Shreve.
Matthew Shreve.
Yeah, Matthew Shreve. Yeah, part of the Creature Commandos.
Leader of the Creature Commandos, which is like a 1980s comic about the World War II era unit that was led by... him. He was a human, but he had like the Wolfman and a vampire and a Frankenstein. Like, it literally was like Monster Mash meets A-Team.
Yeah. Which would be interesting to see how like that shows up.
Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna. They might have just used him because they used him. Like, he's another one of those sort of covert ops guys, but. I don't know.
So I just stumbled upon this. A later iteration is the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D. is an acronym. I don't know what it involves, but it involves the Frankenstein's monster character, a werewolf, a vampire, a mummy, a mermaid / Gillman hybrid. I don't know what that is. And Dr. Ray Palmer.
What?
So, there could be something there which might be interesting. Huh. So, definitely something to be looking forward to possibly seeing more of. Cool. Thanks, Wikipedia.
Thanks, Wikipedia.
Where's my notes? Yeah. So that was good. I actually did somewhat like the Laurel and Lance scene, even though the...
Oh, it was just a little over the top.
The motivation was kind of weird. Just,
yeah.
It was, but I enjoyed watching that scene, even if it was a little soap opera-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess the other big thing to talk about is Oliver just kills a kid in Tommy's house and just leaves him there.
That's kind of a dick move.
Yeah.
Have fun with this dead body, nerds.
Yeah. Like, doesn't but, like, take him out back or something? Like, I don't know.
Well, my thoughts were these. One, he is really mad that his sister is doing drugs and that this guy is selling them to her. Two, he recognizes the fact that he's Oliver Queen, and if he tells anybody, then anyone who knows that Oliver Queen is going to die is going to die because
just get the jump on this. He's going to die anyway.
Yeah. Well, if he was like, oh, you're alive, I'm going to go ahead and go and tell this whole party, and now everyone in this room has to die. Or, oh, I'm going to go tell Thea, and now Thea has to die. It was almost protective, but only almost, because they didn't actually, you know, establish that in any kind of conversation.
My problem isn't that he killed him. It's just that he snapped his neck and threw him over the balcony.
And then left him there.
Yeah, instead of, like, you know, taking him out back into the woods or something, or just snapping his neck and leaving him in a bed like he passed out or something.
Or like sitting in a chair with a newspaper over his face. We can Bernie him, put some glasses
right,
on.
Right, exactly. Dance. But
yeah, we need him.
Yeah, I don't know. This whole episode was just mess after mess for me.
And we were so excited for it too. Like, we were like, oh, I think maybe because it was such a we're gonna go ahead and make the regular action take place on the island and the island action take place in Starling City, and maybe that caused it to feel forced.
Yeah. You know?
Maybe that's
I don't really feel like we should keep ragging on it.
Oh my god. My internet is bad today, I think.
That's all right.
Okay.
But yeah, I just have one more really big plot hole to discuss. When they break into Queen Consolidated, which, yeah, sure, that's fine, whatever, and Felicity's there, yeah, okay, that's great, I could get behind that. But he logs into Queen Consolidated, and they have the audacity to, like, discuss that, oh, well, wouldn't they have, you know, destroyed my login? Or deactivated it? And it's like, why would they? You're dead. So, okay, fine. But he uses a thumbprint scanner to log in. And that doesn't alert anyone to the fact that Oliver Queen just scanned in.
Like, yeah, that Felicity works there.
And that it's, like, kind of the top dog's computer. I don't know if he was the CEO, but he was definitely up there. So, that it only bugs me because they had the line in there about, you know, why would they get rid of your login? So they're obviously thinking about these kinds of problems, and then they just don't acknowledge the big one of, you know, this is going to alert somebody.
Yeah, and you'd think that, like, Argus would have a problem with that plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know.
But then they were like, Masa doesn't have time to familiarize himself with anything. It's like, well, then, hell
with
him.
That's never been a problem in the past.
Right?
Also, like, it's
when
not
they broke
like...
into the random thing to go kill, to go get the Alpha, it's like, oh, we'll just infiltrate it. You know, just fucking infiltrate it.
No fucking problem.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like you're walking into hostile gun-wielding territory. It's
this
an
time.
Office building. And Oliver can walk you through it. I don't know. Enough of knocking this episode. What other good things were in this episode?
There were a lot of good, like, little quick bite-sized fight scenes.
Yeah. Yeah, I did really enjoy a lot of the fights.
Like Thea versus... Oh, and all the... Like, every time that... I liked Slade in this episode quite a bit.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I'm going to go ahead and try and punch Thea. And then Thea kicks the crap out of him and he goes, oh, you've gotten good. It's like, yes! Thank you for acknowledging it. Someone had to.
Yeah. Slade's a fun character still.
Though there was something about, I remember reading an article on Slade coming back and talking about how this will be the thing that sort of finishes out their relationship or whatever. And I'm like, that is not how I feel at the end of this.
No, it's not over with them.
No.
Yeah, it definitely didn't feel very climactic. I don't know if that's monumental is probably a better word. Their interactions. Like, it was important that they did what they did, but it was more so, the importance was more so of understanding where Merlin's stance is on things than actually between Oliver and Slade. I don't feel like anything there got worked out.
Yeah.
It was more a vehicle for Thea to get some sort of development. So
that bit worked, I feel like.
Yeah, she's definitely different from the beginning of the episode.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Just weird blip on the episode radar of... I don't know.
Yeah.
Whole thing is weird. So... Definitely did have good moments. The fight scenes, the Lance Laurel scenes, but it just felt more soap opera-y than normal, more CW.
Yeah.
I guess this is our, don't forget this is a CW show episode.
Maybe they have to have like a certain quota of it. So every now and then they just have to release one that's super CW-y so that the rest of them don't have to be.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. If you got to do that once a season, I'm totally fine.
I remember there was one last season that was like, oh, man, oh, it's just every single second. It's just more sort of sappy, contrived dialogue. So maybe that's what this is. This is just this season's that episode.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
They can't all be winners.
It's true. I mean, they could. That'd be awesome, but...
Yeah, that's not how the world works.
I'm pretty good with their ratio so far, though, so...
I agree. I continue to love the show, and I will continue to watch the show. There's no reason to not.
Indeed.
The reason why I want to open up this bottle, I want to crawl inside, is because of what you did to us. I love your sister. I love your mom. So much like each other, and, you know, these wild spirits. But you and I, we had something more than that, because we were the ones that were alike. And we had a trust, and we had a bond, and you broke it. And I don't know how you could do that to us. Look, I'm gonna survive this. But I got us, my baby girl. But what you've done, I don't know how I'm gonna live through this.
Daddy, I think we should go to a meeting.
Yeah. I'll go to the one on Broxton. You go to the one on 4th.
All right, so we get to some quotes.
I've said most of mine all the way through.
Yeah, me too.
Cool. Well, we could reiterate them.
Yeah, why not?
You're cute. Too bad you're also dead.
Felicity. She's there for like 20 seconds and still pulls.
Makes the top of the episode.
Great line, yeah.
Go ahead.
I like when they're talking about going back to Starling City, and bitch Waller is like, yeah, she showed up in the one place where your continued breathing is still of use to us. Like, oh.
The other one that was from that storyline was at the end of it all, where he's all like, hey guys, thanks for the free flight back to my home, and don't let the door hit you on the way out. On your way back to China. See you guys later. Bye.
No, it doesn't work like that. We've got this random
person
that is supposed to be like, I don't know. I feel like that scene was supposed to be way more ominous than it was. It's just like,
yeah, we've never met this Argus guy.
Yeah.
We need to debrief you.
I think this episode is the first time that we hear of Waller having
superiors.
Superior, yeah. Which presumably is what Matthew Shreve is, but yeah, this character we've never heard of, never heard an inkling of, makes this grand entrance, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, I had a moment where I was like, well, I guess I'll have to ask the boys about this, because maybe this is something, like, from the comics or something, and I'm just, like, missing the connection.
Yeah. But,
like, you guys are like, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't even... No, I mean, the way that they introduced him, I was like,
anytime they say something like, I'm General Matthew Treib, I'm like, oh, well, I better Google that real quick.
Yep. Oh, hey, leader of Creature Commandos? Interesting.
What are they? Click! Oh, God, it's monsters and shit. That's going to be great.
It's a bold choice. We'll see how this goes.
I thought they already had a Frankenstein-style monster with Solomon Grundy.
Yeah, different character. It is kind of, I don't know,
different character, same
different,
conceit.
Different thing.
Okay.
Way different. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to get into it because I don't really know much about either of those characters. The only interaction I've had with either of them is very, very minimal. So.
I don't want to get into it.
Yeah. I don't know anything about either of them, and so I don't want to be talking out my ass. I do enough of that on this show anyway, so.
That's your ass face. Oh! Yeah. Oh, pew, 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 pew.
Yeah. Burn. yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay.
There was one really fun line in the flashback after Oliver comes in and saves Maceo, and they are just captured China White, and they've got the guy with the briefcase attached to his hand. He's like, Oliver's just like, you have a choice to make whether or not you want to keep your hand.
Such a good way to put that too.
Yeah.
And it's like that was also one of the moments in the show where I was like, this feels like we're nearing the end of the journey to Oliver's cold heartlessness. Like, we had the moment where he killed the drug dealer for being a bad dude. He was like slowly walking down the street, busting caps at the car, getting away and took it out. And then almost broke a dude's hand off to get what he needed.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened with that thing that his dad saved for him on the computer, that changed his shit. He is ready to be that guy again, which is cool.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's leading towards a problem that I have with most prequels. It's that we know the end point of the prequel has to be the starting point of the show. So the end point of the flashbacks has to be Oliver Queen and the pilot.
Back on the island. Yeah, exactly.
If we're almost getting to that point, we still have at least two seasons of flashback of character development that's going to be nothing, because if he's already there, then what is there to tell?
Right.
How does he get dumped back on the island and stuck again? That's maybe frustrating, potentially.
Well, what I'm starting to think is that maybe he chooses it.
How
he talks about how being on the island reminds him of who he is and stuff like that. I wonder if, like, he's taking this message that he got from his dad and he's saying, okay, well, if I'm going to be the one who has to save this city, then I've got some shit to do. And so maybe he's like, I'm going back to the island to hone my skills.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere between that and he does whatever he needs to with, I guess now, the Creature Commandos and eventually Russia and the Bratva.
Oh, Jesus, that's right.
And, oh, I forgot about that.
And then once he's done with all that stuff, he's like, okay, I can finally go back to the living and go back home to Starling City. I need to go back to the island so that people can think that I was there for 5 years. And then he arranges a rescue somehow from the island rather than appearing in Russia or Hong Kong.
How the fuck did you get there? I don't know. I blacked out.
Yeah. So who knows where that's going to go. But again, it's a problem with prequels of knowing the ending before we get there.
Fair enough.
So... I mean, that's fine. It's just that if we are getting to the point where Oliver Queen in the flashbacks is close enough to Oliver Queen in the pilot, then what more is there to tell? So, I don't know. Cautious. I'm worried. But life goes on, I guess.
La la, the life goes on. Oh, bloody. Oh, blada.
Nice.
Thank you, Laurel.
You're welcome.
So, the big question of the day. How many people can Oliver Queen lose before there is no more Oliver Queen?
It's a good question. I don't know. That's a really tough question.
I guess the bigger question is, are we going to find out?
The real question is, is this Slade dropping knowledge bombs, or is this actually foreshadow?
Yeah. Like, are we going to just have Oliver lose everyone left and right and then go batshit?
Except that the problem is that the Arrow team back at Starling is stronger than ever, you know?
Yeah. Like... And the only way for the Oliver Queen going crazy storyline is interesting is if there's someone who is still around to stop them or stop him from killing everything.
Well, maybe but the problem is we don't see any Stockholm stuff with him and Merlin yet either. Like, he's very aware that Merlin is a bad guy, but they need him to beat Rish and drink Al Ghul. and he's very aware that, you know, the people who are there supporting him are also qualified at this point to actually handle some burden, so he's not going to do the power trippy thing so much anymore, hopefully. So it's hard to see where the impetus lies for him to sort of go in that I'm not part of this team anymore kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's sort of where I'm at, I think. I don't know how they're going to... If they're trying to make it so that he is losing everybody and becoming isolated, they're doing a piss-poor job of it, because it looks like he's more supportive than ever.
Yeah, but he's, like, weirdly broken enough that that could be enough to be the impetus for him to...
I suppose that's true.
Yeah. Alright, well, let's call it a day.
Shall we?
May we?
Or a week. Or a month. Almost a month. We'll be back next week for an episode titled Nanda Parbat.
Nanda Parbat.
I wonder what that's about.
Well,
something to do with Drink Al Ghul, I bet.
Yes, it sounds like Thea takes things into her own hands.
Bah, bah, bah.
All right. And then I think we have a couple weeks off, so that'll be refreshing.
Yeah. When are we back for S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Soon.
You know they already took down episode 1 and episode 2 of Peggy Carter?
Those jackasses. It's like they don't want you to watch the show. I don't understand why they do that.
If you haven't been watching yet, you don't get to.
Yeah. Then I won't.
I want to, though. I still didn't want to. We just didn't have the time. Maybe we do, but now
understand.
Can't. Okay. All right, let's sign off.
A flesh wound. You're clearly not the killer, but your brother is there.
Yeah, I wish that were true.
She's lost your sister.
No, she's not.
You can see it in her eyes. She's being touched by darkness. Was it Merlin? He's an interesting man to do that to his own daughter. So now you've lost your father, your mother, and now your little sister. How's the girl with the glasses? What's her name? Felicity. How many people can Oliver Queen lose before there is no more Oliver Queen?
So, until next week, thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, you can do so at roguearrow.blogspot.com or shoot us an email at arrowpodcast@gmail.com. Please like us on Facebook and share with your friends so they can like us on Facebook too. And rate and review us on iTunes. It's a great way for us to gain new listeners, so that's always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, check out our other shows at almproductions.net. And until next week, I am Daniel Janes.
I'm Marie Schubach.
And I'm Laurel Mers. Bye, everybody.
Don't forget to pop a Merlin.
Don't forget to pop a Merlin.
Slip of your tongue.
Oh my god. Yeah. Thea takes things into her own hands. All right. Giggity giggity.
You almost got us killed.
I simply had more faith in you and my daughter than you obviously have for yourselves.
How could you do that?
To challenge you to see if you both could work together.
How could you make me kill a friend?
He should not have told you that.
I trusted you. I let you into my life. How could you have done this to me?
Because you are my daughter, Thea, and I care about you.
Oh, God, that's sick. And not even remotely true.
You do not understand the danger we face from Ra's al Ghul.
Just stop. Stop using him as an excuse. The only person that I'm afraid of right now is you.
Please do not do this.
Just stop. I will work with you to stop Ra's. Because that's what my brother says we need to do. So I will be your student. I'll be your partner. Even if I have to, I will be your soldier. But never again will I be your daughter.
Podcast is an Autological Media Productions podcast. Leave us feedback at roguearrow.blogspot.com or shoot us an email at arrowpodcast@gmail.com. Please like us on Facebook and rate and review us on iTunes. And if you want to check out our other shows, go to almproductions.net. As always, thank you for listening.